With the Grammys, Oscars, and Met Gala behind us, there aren't many more celebrity-studded live television events to scrutinize this season. And some may say awards season is over completely, but fear not. To the delight of former theater kids everywhere, the Tony Awards are just around the corner. On Monday, nominees for the 75th Tony Awards were announced. The Tonys are the biggest award for Broadway shows, which will be hosted by Ariana DeBose this year. And while you maybe haven't seen any of the shows due to skyrocketing ticket prices, skyrocketing New York City prices, or, you know, the pandemic, I've got you covered. Here is everything you need to know to follow along when the Tonys air June 12th. This year, six new musicals were nominated in the Best Musical category. They include MJ, a Michael Jackson biopic, Six, a pop rock show about Henry VIII's six wives, and The Girl from North Country, a jukebox musical of Bob Dylan's music set in Depression-era Minnesota. Paradise Square, which tackles a Civil War-era riot between Black and Irish New Yorkers, and a musical take on Mr. Saturday Night, starring Billy Crystal himself, also make the cut. But perhaps the most talked about in the theater world recently, and poised to potentially win, is A Strange Loop. The new meta musical is about a Black queer man writing a musical. The script, by Michael R. Jackson, recently won the Pulitzer for drama. The cast is all Black, with one actor playing the playwright and six more voicing his inner thoughts.
I am a Disney usher, I'm barely scraping by. My discontentment comes in many shapes and sizes. When I wake up each morning, I tell myself to try. I tell myself that I will make no compromises.
You write musicals?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you seen Hamilton?
One ensemble actress in A Strange Loop, Elle Morgan Lee, made history as the first openly transgender performer to be nominated for a Tony. Broadway doesn't have the strongest history of trans representation, and hopefully this nomination will pave the way for more. Other noteworthy nominations include Seven for Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Not Enough, which recently set an early close date due to low ticket sales. The play recently also went viral, at least on theater Twitter, when a Pay It Forward campaign was started to get Black women tickets before it closes. You might be thinking, Jordan, I've never heard of any of these people or plays in my life. Tell me about someone I do know. Don't worry, I've got those too. Jesse Tyler Ferguson of Modern Family and Jesse Williams of Grey's Anatomy both received nominations for their performances in Take Me Out, a revival of a 2002 play about homophobia and baseball. Broadway superstar Sutton Foster received a nom for her lead role as Marion in The Music Man, and even bigger Broadway superstar Patti LuPone nabbed one for her role in the revival of Company. She also recently made headlines when she called out an audience member who wouldn't put a mask on in the middle of a Company talkback. And, of course, as with any awards season, there were snubs. And shocks, as well. Beanie Feldstein of Booksmart and Lady Bird helmed a much-anticipated revival of Funny Girl, and didn't get nominated. The show opened a few weeks ago to lukewarm reviews, especially about her singing abilities not being up to par with Barbra Streisand's. Lea Michele is reportedly very relieved. I'm kidding. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick co-starred in a revival of Plaza Suite, and neither screen star got a nom either. And one of Northwestern's very own, Katrina Lenk, was surprisingly not nominated for her starring gender-bent role in Company as Bobby. Tough year for the cats. When it comes down to it, the Tony Awards are about money. Shows that already closed by the time the awards come out are less likely to win. Additionally, only 29 nominators get to put in their input and must see all 34 eligible productions. That's a lot of weight per voter, meaning some talented actors, designers, playwrights, and directors just get overlooked. And I'd be remiss to not mention the tons and tons of work that goes on behind the scenes of Broadway shows that barely get recognized by the Tonys at all. From swings to stagehands and ushers to dressers, it takes lots of people to make something as big as Broadway happen. Where's their Tony? For WNUR News, I'm Jordan Mangie.